Network Marketing 2.0, episode 114. For show notes for free marketing and training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about the number one secret of the top income earners. And I'm going to be sharing something that's inspired by George Zalucki. George Zalucki is a legend in the game. I knew him from ACN, which is a company, was the top income earner at the time. And he's probably the first top income earner I had an encounter with, had an opportunity to hang out and ask a couple of questions and, you know, just learn from him all the way around. So what I'm about to share with you here today is inspired from him. You can search for him on the internet. His name is George Zalucki. That's a Z-A-L as in Larry, U, C as in cat, K as in Kerry, I. And anyway, I wanted to share with you the number one secret of top income earners in network marketing. Before I give you the number one secret, let me just share with you a couple of things that kind of have to be in place. They're kind of like the elephant in the room, kind of the reasons why you're probably here. You know, so let me give you the real deal, and then I'll give you the really, really, really real deal, which is the number one secret, okay? So first of all, you need to generate leads. You need exposure, need massive exposure for a business presentation, okay? So whatever company you join, whatever business you're building, you have something that you're selling. You have some type of value that you want to offer to the world, and I hope you have some kind of presentation, a video presentation, a written presentation, a person-to-person presentation that you want to give to your potential customer that will make them decide, make an informed decision either to do business with you or not, either to become a customer with you or not, either to become a partner with you or not. You need that kind of presentation in place, right? So before we go into anything else, what do you have right now? Anything that has a form of information that will make somebody make an informed decision to decide to do a business with you. You need that in place. Now, before you land people on this information, you need to collect leads, okay? You need to collect prospects. You need to, we call it leads. Once you're collecting information that will allow you to follow up with somebody on a long-term basis, at least until they choose to unsubscribe from hearing from you, you need to collect some kind of contact information. The best way I like to do that is email addresses, because people check their email at leisure. It's not being pushed onto their phone unless they choose to do that. And you're not really becoming a nuisance, okay? So you need something that will allow you to follow up with people that may not make a decision right away because the timing is not right, because it's just not a fit for them. Maybe they have somebody else that it may be a fit for in the future, but at least you're able to continue to follow up with them and give them value along the way without them necessarily doing business with you yet. So you need something that will allow you to collect leads. You need something that will allow you to capture prospects into a system where they can be easily followed up with, okay? And what I use personally is called a squeeze page, and that's easily used. You can build something like that easily on the internet. You can use leadpages.net. You can use clicksfunnel.com. You can use GetResponse. Okay, so if you use any of those things, they still need an autoresponder. An autoresponder is simply a software that will literally store the contact information of your prospect, automatically follow up with them if you set it that way. And you can also manually broadcast to them when you want to do that on a manual basis, okay? So you need those things, but you need a presentation, you need a capture page, you need an autoresponder, and then obviously you need a way of collecting money. You need a way of collecting when somebody decides to do business with you. Hopefully, whatever business you're working with has that in place. If you're working by yourself, you're building your own business, you need to have a way of collecting money from people. PayPal.com is a viable and obviously very useful way to do that. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is just explore the tutorials that they have over there. So that's the elephant in the room. That's essentially how to make money from home, from business, anything. You know, you have something of value to offer the world, and that could very much be a business opportunity. A business opportunity is also a product, okay? So don't let anybody use legalities to cover your face up. That's a product, okay? You have to learn how to sell it like anything else. Now, here's the number one secret to becoming a top earner in the industry. Now, they're all kind of in-betweens. You have to learn how to talk to people. You need to know the emotional triggers that make people buy from you. Obviously, everyone, 85% of the time, will buy based on emotional triggers, and then 15% of the time, not, right? They buy 85% of the time on emotional triggers, and then they justify it with logic later, right? That's just how people operate. So you need to know what those emotional triggers are. The major one is really, pain and pleasure, you know? So everything we do in life as human beings, we are either doing something to avoid pain or doing something to acquire more pleasure. And if you understand that and you embed that into your sales message, you will make a lot of money. Let me give you the number one secret right now. The number one secret to becoming a top income earner, or the number one secret of the top income earners in network marketing, is taking complete ownership. Taking complete ownership. If you don't take ownership, if you think this is your upline's business, you will fail. If you think this is your founder's business, you will fail. If you leave the ownership of your business, the ownership responsibility in the hands of an upline, you will fail. Okay? So when people tell me, well, my upline didn't provide me, well, guess what? You will fail. Okay? Because you're whining and you're complaining, and complainers just don't make money. You can either make excuses or make money. You cannot do both. Does that make sense? That's what I have for you on this episode. Hopefully, you've been enlightened, educated. I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.